Crikey, mate. It's a Duff and Dylan. All right, that's the show. We're done here. We're done here. No. It's another episode of your famous award-winning podcast on and off the field with Durf and Dylan. The ones and only. Welcome in, Call of Duty DJ is my dad. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Hope you have some fun while you're here. This is the award-winning podcast that is brought to you by the All Sports All Plays Network, ASAP for short, and the PartyCast Network, where the party never ends. For anyone tuning in at this very moment, or anyone that's listening in the future, you have a job to do. Yes, I know. You came here to relax and listen to podcasts. But guess what? You have a job to do. This is very important. You need to go floss at this very moment. Recommended by 10 out of 10 podcasters everywhere. Follow, like, observe, subscribe, and share to anything on and off the field related. Durf, how can they do that?
Well, they can follow on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, all by searching at OOTF Podcast. They can like by hitting that thumbs up, leaving a heart reaction, or just telling us how you like the show by leaving a review on any of our pages or on Apple Podcasts. You can observe by watching us live every week at this time, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesdays or Thursdays on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You can subscribe by clicking the subscribe button on Twitch and YouTube and making sure you ring that bell so you get notified when we go live. And last but not least, you can share by letting your friends and family know about us by sharing out the stream or any posts that you like from this award-winning podcast.
Obviously award-winning. Like, just after the first 4 minutes of this show, you know for a fact it's award-winning. Always floss. He's a very responsible man. That's what it's all about. We thank you, and I'm sure your teeth also appreciate you, in case you want to talk about the other floss. This segment was brought to you by whoever this guy is from the USFL and Stefon Diggs, our two sponsors for that segment, unofficial sponsors. We are talking about the AFC North tonight. I know everyone's very excited to jump into the AFC North. There's a lot going on right now. A lot of uncertainty in the AFC North.
Just a wee bit.
Especially at the quarterback position. I know some people go directly to the Browns when I say that statement, but there are a couple other questions out there right now, not just the Cleveland Browns. But really quickly, it is Thursday. It is the first day of the U.S. Open. And just as everybody predicted, everyone, you know, all the talking heads, ESPN, Fox, everyone got it right, because obviously Adam Hadwin is at the top of the leaderboard at the U.S. Open at 4 under. And naturally, like per usual, like every week, he is tailed closely by Callum Tarin, David Lingmerth, Joel Dahmen, and Mathis Dauphy. They're right behind him at 3 under. So, I mean, per usual, I mean, that's what you expect to see at the U.S. Open day one. I mean, no real big surprises there. I did intentionally leave out the fact that Rory McIlroy and I think Justin Thomas are also at 3 under, but it wasn't as funny if I said those names too. But yeah, day one's in the book, looking pretty interesting so far. I didn't even look at the scores for some of the more bigger named people. I'll worry about that later. We'll talk about that more in our golf podcast. That doesn't exist yet. We need names for a golf podcast. I was thinking chipping a putt. That's what we always say. Or hope you find your dad, maybe. just inside joke golf titles. That's what we're gonna do. The Bye Buddy podcast. Hope you find your dad will be the tagline. Oh, God. Elstud, World Cup coming to Dallas. No one cares about soccer. It's coming to Seattle, too, but I literally don't care. Sorry if that hurts your feelings. Maybe you like soccer. I don't. That's okay, so as stated previously, we are talking AFC North tonight. That includes, in case you are unaware, the Bengals, the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Browns. Those are the four teams that we'll be talking about tonight in depth. When you say AFC North, let's start as a whole. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? If I ever walked up to you on the street and I just said, hey, man, how about that AFC North? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
First thing is defense.
Is that as true these days as it used to be in the past? I mean, the Steelers did go out there and re-sign Minkah Fitzpatrick, who started off strong when he got traded to the Steelers at first. It kind of disappeared last season. Just kind of seemed like, you know, if he had his initial campaign with the Steelers and then got signed, but the money might make sense. It didn't seem to pan out as much down the stretch. Rapid Dave is in the house. What's going on? The one and only 3D printing Rapid Dave. You don't live in Seattle, sir. I know I don't live in Seattle. Still, my team's in Seattle, though. Oh my God. The Sonics, Supersonics are coming back, just so everybody knows. That's going to happen. That's a thing that's happening. So I'm super excited about that. So defense, Ravens defense, you know, the Steel Curtain from back in the day with the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Bengals, have the Bengals ever had a defense? Rapid Dave is a Bengals fan. Have they ever had a good defense?
Not that I can think of offhand.
Personally, I don't know a lot about the Bengals in general. Whenever you say Bengals, I just think of Andy Dalton. That's literally the only thing that comes to mind. That's the initial thing, is Andy
Dalton. No, Ocho Cinco?
I guess maybe a little Ocho. Maybe he'd be second as Ocho. And then third is now obviously going to be Joe Burrow. That's the way my brain goes.
Yeah.
And then the Browns. Whenever I think Browns, I think Jim Brown. That's pretty much it. I don't know a single other Brown that ever existed in the history of Browns outside of anything they've done in the past like 10 years. Tim Couch, he was a thing. So now I know two things about the Browns. Well, first, we have to do this team justice because they were in the Super Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. The first team we're going to talk about in depth is the Bengals. They just went to the Super Bowl last year. They eked out a win versus the Chiefs. And then they just couldn't protect Joe Burrow long enough to beat the Rams. Do you really think it came down to that? If Joe Burrow was on his feet for 2 seconds longer and Aaron Donald was able to get blocked just a smidge better, did the Bengals win the Super Bowl last year?
I think so.
I mean, Jamar was wide open. He burnt Jalen for like the third time in the game.
Right.
He was there. I'd love to know Rapid Dave's opinion if he's there. Like that was just like 2 weeks of pain of just people reposting that picture all over again of just Jamar Chase wide open while Joe Burrow's getting sacked. What pain from last year. But the Bengals did what they had to do this offseason. They drafted, they signed players, they signed all the right positions, they drafted in all the right positions. They did everything they were supposed to this offseason. Now, it comes down to Joe Burrow and the rest of the team doing the exact same thing they just did last year. Can they recapture the magic of 2021-2022 and get back to the Super Bowl in 2023?
I'm going to say it's a 50% magic recapture this year. I think the Bengals are still going to be a good team. I think I could see strong AFC divisional game, AFC championship game possibility. I just think there's one team that's going to be taking the AFC to the Super Bowl, and it's not the Bengals, unfortunately.
An AFC team that's not the Bengals. It must be out of the AFC West, then. It has to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it could be the Raiders, the Chargers, any of those teams. I can't think of a single. Oh, there's one other that there is might.
One other.
I kind of forgot. Okay, all right. So,
but like, yeah, I mean, the Bengals Monday night game against the Bills is going to be like that could end up being rematch worthy in the playoffs, and I think the Bengals have something figured out. I think they had a lot. I think. as much talent as they had this year, I think there was also a lot of luck that happened, that we, you know, we watched the Titans completely fall apart. You know, Joe Burrow got sacked so many times, but yet they still won the game. Like, there's something there that was a little bit on the lucky side, but they definitely, I think, did the right thing this year with drafting and, you know, all the unsigned, you know, free agent players they signed, especially, you know, revamping the offensive line, was, I think, was huge. Interesting to see what happens here.
Yeah, really shoring up that right side of the line, bringing in Alex Kappa and Lael Collins. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as Collins can stay healthy and unsuspended, mm-hmm. you know, he can be a great addition. I wanted him in Seattle. I thought he was going to be the guy in Seattle, but, you know, they obviously don't know how to draft worth a damn. Jonah Williams, Jackson Carmen, and Ted Karras at center. The offensive line definitely got juiced up. They did a good job there. Right. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd is going to be your starting three wide receivers per usual. They bring in Hayden Hurst at tight end. They still got Drew Sample back there. The offense pretty much looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really think of anything else that changed dramatically except for the offensive line, which is the thing that they needed to beef up. Joe Mixon is still there, backed up by Samaje Perine, same as last year.
Mm.
That might be a weak spot.
Right.
We've seen injuries to Joe Mixon multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Samaje Perine is, what, 100 years old at this point? Maybe not. It feels like he's 100 years old. I feel like I've been following Samaje Perine forever.
He's probably like a cool 35.
Where does it say how long he's been in the league? When was he drafted? He's only 26? How is Samaje Perine only 26? I feel like I've been watching this guy for 10 years. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I was lying to everybody. I thought this guy was like a vet. Oh my god. Whew. My mother thinks of Baker in his commercials when you talk Cleveland Browns. And Mr. Busby, not saying backup running back is a big priority for this team, but I'm surprised that they haven't brought in anyone else considering Mixon gets injured a bit, and we all know what Perine is. So he said, he basically commented that the same time I started talking about the running backs. So that was good timing. Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. That might be a weak spot on offense. Defense, I don't know how much change on defense either. They still have Eli Apple there. They got their all-pro Jesse Bates and Von Bell at safety. Awuzie at the other corner position. Trey Hendrickson there. We'll see if he can repeat last year's success, and they get Sam Hubbard on the other side. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of this stuff just didn't change that much. It looks like the same team, but they just beefed up the weak spots, which is what you're supposed to do when you're a borderline Super Bowl team.
Right.
You just do the same thing again next year, identify the weak spot, and just, you know, just a little cock right there, you know, just a little get the cock on there and just fill that in, and okay, let's do it again. That's what they did. They didn't do anything too dramatic. So that's why I think they could. If they do run into the Bills in the AFC Championship game, which is a possibility, yes, that could be a problem because the Bills are looking like a juggernaut this year. They're looking crazy.
Right.
But if once again the Bills stumble, maybe even in that game, like mm-hmm. I could easily see the Bengals back in the Super Bowl. I know people are saying it was just a one-year wonder thing. It was, you know, it was all just fake. Joe Burrow's not that good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I believe the hype.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals could get back very easily. If Dax Hill pans out to be a legit first rounder, he and Bates could challenge Buffalo for safety supremacy. The Bills do have some pretty good safeties out there.
Yeah.
What are their names again?
Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde.
Oh, Micah Hyde's my favorite. I love Micah.
Right?
Blacklist Delta popping in from over at Twitch. Bengals on paper look great, but application, I don't think much of a repeat year, though. A lot of it does look the same. And unless there's this scenario where teams just turn on the Bengals tape and watch all of last year and they can just, okay, this is what they did last year. All right, now we're going to counter it this year and the Bengals just can't overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a possibility because there really was no changes. So right. They could just be the same team 2 years in a row and it all just falls apart. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. But personally, I'm taking them at least to the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
We all know that the AFC is stacked this year. So they can run into some major bumps. Mm-hmm. Chargers, possibly Chiefs, Raiders, Buffalo. The list goes on. If Deshaun Watson plays, maybe the Browns themselves. I don't know. It's going to be a wild year for the AFC.
That's pretty true. And that's what made it so hard to pick their season record.
Like, yeah, so how about you go first on that? What do you got for the Bengals season prediction? I just closed out of my tab of this. Oh my god. Go ahead.
I have my 11-6. I'm pretty sure I had them 5-1 in the division. I think I had them losing to the Browns in late season, kind of more than likely a throwaway game for them is where I kind of had that at. There was a couple games where I was like, against the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys won. I think I questioned a little bit. But then I was like, nah, the Cowboys are just going to do Cowboy things, and the Bengals will be there to seize the opportunity. So that's why I ended up with 11-6.
And we'll see if that wins division here in a second. Mr. Busby, I miss the days when catching a ball without stripes was a problem for Jamar Chase. I feel like he did that just to mess with everyone. Like, oh, yeah, it's so hard. I can't. Oh, it's weird. I'm not going to be able to get used to it. And he just pops off like, ha, got you, bitches. I'd love to see the Bills push further. I'm a 49ers fan, but I don't think they're ready to stand up again. Yeah, I think the 49ers still got a lot to figure out. Which kind of sucks for people like Debo and Kittle, you know, guys that are just trying their hearts out. And they probably, with their talent levels, be nice to see them get a ring. 49ers got a lot to figure out. I'm a Seattle fan, personally. So I know the struggle of your team having to try and figure things out right now. I had the Bengals at 12-5. My record thing just got destroyed since I cleared out of the tab. Mm-hmm. But I had them at 12-5. I did have them stumbling against Dallas early because we all know Dallas likes to get out the hot starts. Yeah. So I took them. And then I think I had them losing to the Saints. I think the Saints will be an interesting team this year. We'll get to them when we talk about that division. I'm excited when we get there. But they clean up until their bye week. They beat the Steelers when they come back, but then they stumble against the Titans. We'll see. It's a possibility. Titans at home. And then they lose to the Bucks and the Bills for a couple other losses there. That's where I have them. But overall, 12-5, very good season. Should win them the division, and they're off to the races in the playoffs. I really see no reason why it shouldn't pan out like that.
Yeah.
Next up on the docket, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, the boy.
Steelers.
So this is our first team that has some questions. Mm-hmm. At the quarterback position. Quarterback position is going to be a hot topic here in this episode. But Big Ben is officially gone. So who's it going to be? Is it going to be Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, or Mason Rudolph to the rescue? Do you have a preseason prediction of who's getting the first snap?
I would say Trubisky.
I feel like I'm kind of leaning that way too.
I think he'll be able to beat out Mason Rudolph. Even though Rudolph's been there for a few years now.
I think even the Steelers know that Rudolph ain't nothing right now.
Right.
He's just kind of there.
Yeah, and I think they're going to want to keep Pickett on the sideline as long as they can. And I think they're going to be like, well, Trubisky did kneel pretty well for Buffalo last year and do some QB sneaks. But so
a couple of fourth quarter blowouts. He came in for a couple snaps. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think, you know, they definitely, I'm curious what they see in practice because, you know, Trubisky's whole thing was when, you know, after he left Buffalo that, you know, Buffalo really helped him see the field differently and, you know, really helped him, I think, improve his game. So I'd be curious to see what that does for him as a starter, but I think he's probably their best option week one.
Yeah, I think we've all seen enough of Mason Rudolph. And apparently ESPN does state Trubisky is the starter, Kenny Pickett second, Mason Rudolph third. My question would be, if Trubisky goes down, do they go straight to Pickett, or will they still keep him on the bench? That's going to be my major question, because I really don't think there's a question. I think Trubisky's going to get the first couple snaps in the season. I do agree with that. Once a Bill, always a Bill. Tell you, ain't that the truth? Ryan Fitzpatrick will tell you something about being a Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Recent trade rumors including Metcalf. No, there's two the Fairs. I don't know who the Fairs are. Metcalf's not going anywhere. Stop. Just stop it. Don't even talk.
He's too good. He's too good of a blocking tight end.
Right, exactly. We need him in the run game. So I guess the overall for the Steelers is, did the Steelers revamp the roster to not have a losing record? Did they do enough to at least get above 500?
I mean, it would be Mike Tomlin's first time in his career, which I feel like should be expected, because this is, he'll have his hopefully second long-term quarterback in his entire head coaching career for the Steelers after, you know, after Ben Roethlisberger goes. I don't know.
I'm curious if he does have a losing season, what the Steelers do. Do the Steelers just realize, like, okay, yeah, fluky year, we'll keep Tomlin going? Or they, do they move to, the, like, their, what, fourth coach in franchise history or something?
I think they would keep going with him.
You think he just stays on board through it?
I think it would definitely be, I think the Steelers would look at it as a fluky year and see what he could do. They would see it as a fluky year, but they'd also be like, okay, now we're rebuilding. And then they would see, okay, let's give you 3 more years, see what you can do. If you're not improving after 1, maybe 2 years, then you need to pack your bags and go.
Fair enough. Because you think at some point the Steelers got to realize you just need some fresh, fresh breath of air into that position, right? You know, get someone new at the start. You know, they bring in George Pickens. I find it funny that Deontay Johnson on ESPN is the number one wide receiver and not Chase Claypool. I find that hilarious. But they did draft George Pickens. Pat Freiermuth, I love me some Pat. They have 2 Watts on the team between Derek Watt and TJ Watt. Devin Bush is still there. They lost a lot of pieces on defense, but they did re-sign Minkah Fitzpatrick, like we said earlier. They have Levi Wallace. So, I mean, they got some fresh Bill juice in there. The team itself doesn't look terrible, but even with all of their defensive pieces, it hasn't even been that good of a defense the past two years.
Right.
Like, it fell apart last year for sure, and it's only gotten worse personnel-wise.
If a team can contain TJ Watt, you can just about do whatever you want to this defense.
It has problems. Mm-hmm. Johnson is head and shoulders above Claypool. Head and shoulders. I don't know about that.
I mean, Johnson couldn't catch the ball half the time.
I feel like Deontay Claypool Johnson might be one of the most overrated wide receivers in the league. I think that's a fair statement to make, because a lot of people do talk up Deontay Johnson. Go ahead and draft Deontay Johnson this year. Go ahead and do it in your fantasy league. Take him as like your second wide receiver off the board. I dare you. I'm not saying take Claypool in his place. I'm just saying, you know, 5th, 6th round comes a knocking. Yeah, go ahead and draft Deontay Johnson. Go for it. See what happens. I like Pickens and Austin at wide receiver. This team has an eye for the position. Pickens will be suspended by week 2. Bringing in Miles Jack and Levi Wallace was solid, if not sexy. We'll see. Let's go to their records real quick. What do you have for a Steelers record?
This is gonna be fun. At a whopping 4-13.
Oof.
Getting their first losing record in probably 25 years.
Whoa. That stings. That really does sting.
Yeah.
But I'm really not that far off. Mm-hmm. I did it again because I had to. Originally, I had them at 3-14. Yeah. Just pretty much just losing to everyone. They just suck this year. They can't do anything offensively. Najee Harris gets bottled up constantly just because mm-hmm. they know he's the only threat. They right. can't figure anything out in the passing game. The defense is getting torched. That's what I had him at, 3-14. I did it again, and I'm looking at like 6-11. But I guess the overall consensus here, they're not getting above 500 and not even anywhere close to it. That's pretty much what we're saying.
Right.
They're gonna suck. And they're going to be drafting like top 10 probably next year, most likely.
Good for them.
Good for the Steelers. So if you're a Steelers fan out there, I'll pray for you. My Seahawks will be right there with you, though. Don't worry. Really quick here. Obviously not this year, but the past two, he's been phenomenal. Phenomenal? Like, you're going to use phenomenal right there for – no. Like, seriously? I have to look at his stats. I feel like he has not been phenomenal. Like, phenomenal is, like, what you say, like, for people like A.J. Brown or, like, a D.K. Tyler, you know, Stephon Diggs. Deontay Johnson has not been phenomenal. I have to go look at his stats, I guess. I don't know. I'm missing something. 4-13 club, though. I guess he's on the same path there. Another hot sports take. If the Steelers do not get above 500 this year, head coach will be gone next season. Well, yeah, we just talked about that. We don't think that's going to happen. Bringing in Kenny Pickett fresh out of the draft, you're just going to change up head coaches right there? I don't think so. Numbers don't lie. I don't even know what the numbers are, apparently. I have to go look. I'm sorry. Apparently, I don't know the Deontay Johnson hype. The Baltimore Ravens. Interesting team. And when I say interesting, I think I more mean what the hell is going on over there.
Right?
They trade away Hollywood Brown to draft another wide receiver in the first round. Who was that wide receiver?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I was going to look. Was that the James Proche guy?
No, I don't think so.
That's fine. No one cares anyways. But they got rid of Hollywood Brown, went to Arizona. Mm-hmm. What are the Ravens planning on doing this year? Are they going to pay Lamar? Are they going to wait? Lamar's at training camp. He's there. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be a run-first team? Are they going to just keep doing what they've been doing and, you know, missing the playoffs? Are they going to, like, start trying to pass the ball more? Like, what are they – what's the plan here? You can't just go into this next season doing the same thing you've done for the past, like, 3-4 years with Lamar Jackson. It's right. obviously not working, but they didn't build up the team to be any different. It looks like they're just going to do it all again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, where are the weapons on offense for Lamar? You know, like you said, what are the Ravens doing with the Lamar Jackson's contract situation? Because he wants to get it done, but also he's his own agent. You know, I mean, it's good that he's showing up and, you know, being in, you know, mini camps and
I'm just OTAs. Here so I won't get fined. That's what it feels much. Like.
Right. But also what's Lamar asking for that based on his track record, the Ravens aren't saying, okay, here's your briefcase full of money. Like, he's got to be asking for a lot, and he's not worth a lot.
If he was worth what all the other QBs in his draft class have been getting, they would have given it to him by now. There is obviously a distrust in the organization that he's the answer. Obviously.
Right.
Like, the market will speak for itself. You know, all these quarterbacks getting paid right now, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, you know, all these guys are getting paid.
Well, actually, Allen's the only quarterback in his class.
So, okay. Well, I mean, like, there's still quarterbacks. But, I mean,
like, if you look at, like, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, both three of them before, yes.
But people, like, all the quarterbacks generally his same age, you know, his age group, generation of quarterbacks, they're all getting paid. Mm-hmm. But he's not. There's a reason. And this is going to be, I don't think he gets paid before the start of the season. I really don't. Yeah. It doesn't sound like he's demanding money. He's at camp. He's going to play. And if it does not pan out this year, he is not going to get paid. And the Ravens will start searching for other options. That I can guarantee.
Right.
Because they're not going to have another down season of like missing the playoffs, or even if they get in, it's a first round bounce. They're not going to do it again. Mm-hmm. There's no way they're going to be like, all right, thanks for the same result for like the fourth season in a row. Here's a bunch of money. It's not going to happen. So they better look out over there. They need to figure out what they're doing in Baltimore. So what do we have for their record this year? What are you looking at? Are they going to succeed? Are they going to fall on their face? What do we got?
I'm looking at average for them. I think their regular season championships that they had for a while there, I think, has definitely come to an end, as you saw last year. But I have them at 7-10. Not great.
7-10, yes. Definitely one of those down years that would definitely, the off season would, the number one off season topic soon as the regular season ended would be, is Lamar Jackson going to get signed for his ascent? Like, is he going to keep be the Ravens quarterback next year? I guarantee that would be the headlines.
Right.
I have them at 10-7 originally. I just did it again. I have them at 9-9 and whatever. Eight. Yeah. 9-8. So, I mean, yeah, once again, not bad. Middle of the road. Yeah. You're going to miss the playoffs with either 9-8 or 10-7 with the AFC. Yeah, you need. Right. I feel like you need like 11-12 wins to even get the seventh spot this year. It's going to be possibility. Crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
Even if 10 wins gets you in the conversation, you know, tiebreakers are going to be a factor, and yeah.
Right.
I think they missed the playoffs, and once again, no matter the record, Lamar Jackson is in question to be the continuing Ravens quarterback. I don't think anything has happened like what happened in Baltimore last season. Three running backs done before the year started. Kind of forgot that happened.
Yeah, that was a thing. Yep.
I remember making a TikTok about it, about all the Ravens running backs getting hurt. They had J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Mike Davis, and Justice Hill going into this season. Those are their first four. Yeah, Rashad Bateman, Devin Duvernay, and James Proche the second are his wide receivers.
Good luck.
Godspeed, Baltimore. Godspeed. And the last team, and certainly least, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, you're not wrong there.
Yeah. So they decided to go ahead and do their research, air quotes, and they found nothing wrong with the Deshaun Watson case, so they just decided to give him $230 million guaranteed. He's a Cleveland Brown, and now it's coming out that he had 66 masseuses come to him. Not literal, sorry, that was bad phrasing. Over the 17-month period. Really makes you question who the hell did the research for Cleveland into the Deshaun Watson stuff. I saw a meme that was basically just like the Browns went to watch and like, hey, did you do it? He's like, no. All right, here's $230 million. Like, <okay. laughs> Sounds trustworthy to me. But that's the one question. I mean, if I don't know what's going to happen. Is the NFL going to do? Is this enough for the NFL just to go, you know what, we can't do this year. You have to go figure this out for the season. We can't have you play with this going on. That'd be the right thing to do, but this is the NFL. So,
right.
The bigger question is, what does Baker Mayfield do? The question I see you put down was, are the Browns going to be able to get rid of Baker? I think there's no way they can get rid of him. I think the big question is, will Baker play? Or will he say, hell no. Kick rocks, Cleveland. And he sits. And then Jacoby Brissett is going to have to take the wheel. What do you think happens? Let's just assume Deshaun doesn't play. What does Baker do?
Assuming Deshaun doesn't play.
Who's the starting quarterback?
I think it's got to be Jake Brissett there, Jacoby Brissett.
Little Jake Brissett.
Baker can't go back to starting for this team. He said some things. They said some things. And he's going to be a man and just stick with it. Go make some more commercials. I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure Hulu wants them.
I don't know how, after everything's transpired, how you can just walk back in there and be the starting quarterback. I don't know how that happens. Like I saw the tweet today, that, you know, a little callback to why Jadeveon Clowney re-signed with Cleveland was because they signed Deshaun Watson. Players on this team made business decisions around Deshaun Watson, not Baker Mayfield. There's no trust in Baker on this team right now. If he walks back in there, that has to be one of the most awkward situations on planet Earth. No shot. He takes a snap for the Browns. He will shoot himself in the leg before he takes a snap for the Cleveland Browns. I feel like he's going to go to Plexico Burst and be like, "Hey, what nightclub was that that you did? I'm going to go there." Who remembers that? Yeah, that's a callback.
Oh man.
At least this show has a happy ending. Ho! Baker will be the next big signing for fan-controlled football. Oh, baby. I haven't watched any of that. Is that live? Is that happening right now? Or is that just something that's going to happen?
I think it's been happening.
I feel like it has been, too, but I haven't seen a single thing about it.
Like, T.O. signed on that league, didn't he?
Did he really?
Yeah.
I know nothing about this fan-controlled football.
I think Manziel is on there, too.
I might have to look into it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I don't know. Somebody's going to take Baker, but I don't think the Browns are getting anything in return for him.
Oh, goodness, no.
They're going to have to let him walk out that door a free man.
Especially if he says, "I'm not playing." They have to go get rid of him just to get rid of the toxicity and free up a roster spot, and they'll get like a six-round pick for him.
Yeah.
That's going to be the situation. When they should have traded him like a year ago, literally a year ago.
Yeah.
And they could have got something for him. Now they're going to get pennies. Whole thing called the TO zone. Holy. Oh. I knew the fan controlled thing was a thing, but I've learned nothing about it. So we don't think Baker plays. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett and the Browns. Pending all of that happens, what do you have for a record for the Cleveland Browns?
I have the Cleveland Browns at a record of 8-9.
Whew. Yeah. I'm running through it again real quick. The only thing is they have a generally weak schedule to start out the season.
Right. But I feel like there's a couple teams there that could have a slightly better defense that could confuse that offense. And if they can stop Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb essentially, or slow them down, the team could fall apart. Is what I'm thinking. Also, that Cleveland defense might worry me a little bit.
Miles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, Jordan Elliott, and Tavon Bryan up the middle. You got Denzel Ward, Grant Delpit, John Johnson, and Greg Newsome in the back end. I mean, it's not a terrible secondary. The defense overall is not awful, just name-wise. But, you know, whoever the starting quarterback is, and Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, disgusting, even D'Ernest Johnson. I mean, this is a team that should just run the ball nonstop. They should take on the Seattle game plan and just run the ball. But you still have Amari Cooper and Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell, David Njoku. I mean, you have pieces on this team. That's why I still think they can beat the bad teams. So I have them at 9-8. But they are 1-7 versus winning teams with winning records, and they're 8-1 versus the teams with losing records. That's basically what I had. I mean, they should be able to beat the bad teams, and they'll lose to the good teams, and they'll end up with 9-8, 8-9, like you said. And they'll miss the playoffs, naturally. You know, if Deshaun plays at some point in the season, maybe they beat some of those good teams. and they can sneak into the playoffs. It'll not then it will be a bad look, but that's a possibility that we could be looking at.
It makes you wonder how sharp Deshaun Watson is still, though.
We've seen some of the game film coming out of practice. I don't know if you've seen any of those videos.
I don't think I have, no.
Yeah, a couple of them got out.
Yeah.
They're not good. A couple of overthrows, easy interceptions.
Like the dude's been out of football for 2 years.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's something everyone has to consider. The $230 million man that might suck at football. Put that on a T-shirt. Controversy aside, last time Watson played, he led the league in yards. The run game along with Amari Cooper. Yeah, that was 2 years ago, roughly. So
there's a lot faster defensive ends now.
It'll be interesting to see if he still has his legs under him and if he still has an arm or not. Big question marks. Big question marks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's our show. We've been trying. We wanted to do shorter shows, but we suck. I suck. I just keep talking. I'm a talker. I don't think. No, there is not, Durf. No, there is not. He said he disagrees with you. Those are fighting words. Those are fighting words.
What does he say no about?
Pretty sure about faster defensive players.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's okay.
I mean, the last time we saw Deshaun Watson really was he was bouncing off of two Bills and then throwing a touchdown pass. So
those were Bills that I don't think are there anymore. So
no, I don't think so either. They shouldn't be there. I'll tell you that much right now. Watson is going to light it up, says Stan. He's going to light up the courtroom, baby. All right. That's the end of our show. We appreciate everyone tuning in. Next week, just to give everybody a little bit of a sneak peek, if you want to start thinking about it, next week we're covering the NFC East. I know we got a lot of NFC Easters in our chat right now. Mm-hmm. Busby's an Eagles fan. Stanley's an Eagles fan. I know we know Cowboys fans. We can get a couple of you people on the show next week.
Yeah, buddy.
Talk about your teams a little bit. We'll be back next Thursday. We'll see you then.
On and off the field.